Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I shall ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever, that Spirit of truth whom the world can never receive, since it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he is with you, he is in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come back to you. In a short time the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, and you will live. On that day, you will understand that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Anybody who receives my commandments and keeps them will be one who loves me, and anybody who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I shall love him and show myself to him. This is the word of the Lord. Today's Gospel reading speaks about love. 5 times in the short paragraph, the word love is used, and there are other phrases which speak of love. There are the words promising the Holy Spirit, another advocate to be with you forever, and he abides with you, and he will be in you, and I will not leave you orphans. I am coming to you. However, this love seems to be conditioned by the word commandments, which is mentioned twice. You will keep my commandments. And then, they who have my commandments and keep them, these are the ones that love me. In my youth, I used to imagine God a tyrant, a dictator, or a bully bent on intimidating us in order to make us do what he wants. But then, once I bought a radio, and on opening the box, the first thing I saw was the invitation to read the instructions before use. I thought I knew how to switch on a radio without having to read the instructions. I inserted the plug into the power socket and nearly burned my radio. I had plugged the gadget set for a 110-volt power supply into a 220-volt one. Later I saw that the very first instruction was, check your power supply. I did it. And then I realized that God gave me life and gave me instructions on how to live it to the full. He was not being a tyrant. He gave me a gift, and he wanted me to enjoy it. I remembered what John said in his first letter, and this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. We love because he loved us first. He loved us first and gave us instructions on how to make good use of this love. And these instructions are not written on paper, for they are a person, Jesus, the Word of God made human, just like us, so we could see God's love in practice and love him in turn. We know and feel that our love for God is weak, for we do not know how to love him. Not to get discouraged, it is good to remember Christ's words at the beginning of chapter 14 of John's Gospel. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. It is not as if the Father's house is crowded, where space is given on a first-come, first-served basis. There is also room for those who stumble, who limp, who get tired, but are desirous and determined to walk God's way, though still sinners. Only one thing God asks of us who are not saints, and he asks it through the Apostle Peter. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope, but do it with gentleness and reverence. Peter knew how easy it is to fail in the love we profess sincerely, and how easily Jesus forgives and forgets our sins. Only one thing the risen Lord asked the repentant Peter: Do you love me? We might ask, how can we explain to others the reason of our hope? Jesus promised his disciples, The Father will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth. The Father gave us a first advocate in Jesus Christ, the Word who speaks to us about the Father, and who speaks to the Father about us, and who paid a high price to redeem us. The Father gave us a second advocate, the Holy Spirit, a counselor who comforts us, reminds us what Jesus said, and helps us understand his project according to our progress in wisdom and in faith. The Holy Spirit is consoler, because, as St. Thomas Aquinas teaches, he makes us ask. Ask what? We may ask. Paul, writing to the Romans, answers, The Spirit too comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. And the one who searches hearts knows what the intention of the Spirit is, because it intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. So let us cultivate love for God and for our fellow creatures. And let us cultivate hope, for Jesus promised his disciples of old, a promise that holds good for us today's disciples, unworthy though we might be. I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, you also may be. And he said, Because I live, you also will live. It's a promise.